Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Britney Spears shocks the world. She finally shared all her secrets and it's blowing our minds. Then Jen Aniston reveals what things are really like between she and Brad. Khloé's cryptic comment after her split from Tristan. And Charlize is super badass in F9, but what up with that hair?
If somebody said cut a bowl cut, I'd probably punch them in the face.
I got two words for you today. Free Britney. She had her day in court and it was explosive.
Wow.
Selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young is here with us today. Oh my God, girl.
So excited.
You normally, came the right day.
I came the right day, but you came the wrong day, actually.
Why?
No. Normally we talk about like relationships and we have fun, we talk about sex, and we're gonna talk about all those things. But we gotta start with Britney.
Oh,
man. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get right into this drama. She pleaded with a judge to release her after 13 years under her father's control. Britney called the conservatorship abusive, compared herself to a sex slave, ooh, and testified that she was given lithium and said her family did nothing to help. Now, one of the biggest bombshells of all that everybody is freaking out about, Britney said, "I was told right now in the conservatorship, I'm not able to get married or have a baby. I have an IUD inside of myself right now, so I do not get pregnant." She added, "I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does, but having a child, a family, any of those things." I'm gonna need Elizabeth Moss to go to Calabasas and get Britney out of this.
It is.
Okay, because this is some Handmaid's Tale shit if I've ever seen
it. I've ever seen, it's so true. Obviously, do you have to read that question?
No. but I do have to say, hearing her talk is a whole different light.
Okay, so first of all, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, and then Twitter came for Justin and I as though we said something negative. I just want to clarify, we said not one negative thing about Britney. All we said was we love her, we want her to be happy and healthy. We just feel that I felt previously to yesterday, the Britney that has been shown didn't seem like the Britney that we were first introduced to. Mm-hmm. She seemed like a different version of herself, one that was not maybe fully cognizant of just life. I don't know. It just was a different version of who she was. And as somebody who's been around somebody who's got taken control via conservatorship, I do think that they are there for good. This situation is not that. When you sent me the audio yesterday, I was blown.
I didn't send you illegal audio.
Okay. When I obtained the audio somehow before it was supposed to be out into the world, and I listened to it from start to finish, my heart broke for her, and I genuinely could not believe that everybody and all the, you know, everybody thought, I think a lot of people thought this was a conspiracy and that she wasn't being sort of held against her will. To hear how coherent she was, how many facts she had, the reality that she had been living, the fact that she's paying all of these people and she's in charge of dancing and teaching everybody all of the, just thing after thing after thing, I just felt like this girl needs to be broken free of whatever the hell is going on, and somebody needs to step in.
You feel the same way?
I actually heard the audio as well. I don't know how I got it, but I got it. And I didn't know what to think until I heard that audio. Like, right. My heart broke for her listening to it the same as you. Like, she sounded coherent. She sounded totally. Like she knew what she was talking about. I love that she was standing up for herself. I'm just so proud to hear this version of Britney because I feel like she's been censored for so many years.
Oh, my God. And drugged. The fact that she was talking about the lithium, I mean, obviously that's why she has been different for all of these years because people are giving her things against her will.
So here's the two things, because I do agree with you guys. Hearing it, it just felt a little different.
Yeah.
This is why they tell you when you're going through a custody battle or a divorce, what you post on social media could have a real big reckoning on what happens to you in court because the court of public opinion is important. The other thing that kind of crossed my mind a little bit is, was she sane and coherent because of the rules and regulations of her conservatorship? Was the medication that she has to be on part of why she was so coherent today in court? That's the part that I was like, wait.
No, because, are you saying that the medication that she took potentially prior to speaking
yes.
made her coherent?
Yes.
I don't think medication, and I'm obviously not a doctor, shocker to all of you at home, I don't feel ever makes you more coherent. It can make you speedy, but I don't think it makes you clearer necessarily. I mean, I guess like an Adderall could, not to go down that list, but I don't feel that we've seen this version of Britney for however many years now, 6+ years, that's been a little bit, and I'm even scared to say this, but a little bit more loopy, a little, you know. She has not been slave for you, Britney, and if anybody disagrees with that, then they are just not operating with a high intellect because it's just accurate information. Yesterday, I felt like she was not on anything, and she had receipts and was like, I'm not doing this with you people anymore. I want my life back.
She ran everyone through everything.
The meat grinder.
I feel like she was like,
she should have.
This happened and this happened and this happened throughout these years. So.
Not getting a massage for over a year. I mean, the fact that like she can't even have self-care. I mean, even getting her nails done, like being treated that way when she's employing everybody. No.
And I think because she's been controlled for so many years of her life, like she's been in the limelight since she was really young.
Yeah.
I feel like she's had so many people in her ear controlling her.
Yep.
She probably didn't know how to get out of it or what to say. And
that's
I think
a lot
of child stars and actors and singers, like they're controlled for so many years. It's probably
a great point.
She just didn't know how to get out of it. That's what I think.
I can't believe I'm sitting here with two people with uteruses and no one has brought up the IUD scenario.
Oh my God.
Like the fact that y'all are sitting here, I'm going to let them have it.
There was just there's so much to even dissect, like to the point where you couldn't even get to that. That is to me like the
shocking.
Cherry, just the most disgusting thing I have ever heard. But then I know there's always two sides. And so before yesterday and hearing her, I thought maybe the people, I was hoping at least that the people that were in charge of her were protecting her and maybe felt like they put things in place to potentially not have things be worse for her later down the road. After hearing how coherent she was, if she wants to have a baby, if she wants to get married, it is her mother effing business.
Yes, I do agree with that. But, and I hate to be the salty Sally, because I look at my family members who maybe should have had a conservatorship and didn't have a conservatorship.
Right.
We know when somebody is, you know, dealing with mental health issues.
Absolutely.
There's a high day and there's a low day.
That's very true.
And there are days where I don't know if that man, I think our boyfriend is 27 years old. Are you prepared if that conservatorship goes away to be next to this person and to be in charge
forever?
Or is your 27-year-old mind ready to take on two kids, a custody battle, a conservatorship, mental health issues? All those things that went and being with the biggest pop star of all time.
You bring up a really good point. I think now on the other side, we need to know exactly from the other side why they felt the need to put her on lithium, what medication she's taking, my brother's schizophrenic, right? We know the medication he needs to take. We know the course of treatment he needs. That's why my mom had to get a conservatorship at one point. It was clear the course of action that needed to be taken for what he was dealing with. What mental health issues is Britney dealing with?
Yeah.
Like what is it? Is she bipolar?
Yeah.
Is she schizophrenic? Does she have mania? Like, you can't just fill up this poor girl with drugs and not tell the world, because the world's not having it anymore, what's going on with her?
Especially
what's
after
happening?
This many years.
Sure.
I feel like this many years of being watched over and being on medication, she needs to be reevaluated. Like, what's really going on now? Like, maybe she just had a moment where she
and
lost
not by
it
somebody that is being hired by her family, somebody that is a neutral person.
Yeah, I
think she couldn't even choose her own lawyer. It's all of these things.
Amen. Well, I have to say, because legal just called me on my cell phone, Jamie's attorney read a statement on his behalf and says, yes, they're forcing me to say this. Mr. Spears is sorry to see his daughter suffering and is in so much pain. Mr. Spears loves his daughter and misses her very much. Later on in the show, we have an attorney here to help us break this all down.
Good.
We're definitely going to have more on Britney. That was heavy.
It's a lot.
Now on to something lighter. We know Jen Aniston's open to romance, so I'm wondering if she'd take the bait if an old flame came back around like Brad Pitt. Here's what Jen told the Howard Stern show about the time they reunited for that virtual table read we were all watching last year.
Brad and I are buddies. Like, we're friends, and we speak, and there's no oddness or at all, except for everyone that probably watched it and was wanting there to be.
Do you really believe her that there's no oddness?
I do.
I do too.
I think, and tell me if you agree with me, had he still been with Angelina, there would have never been a conversation ever again. The fact that they have broken up and the dust has settled and you go through all of this heartache and all of this angst and all of this drama, and then for one day for your ex-husband to leave the woman that he left you for, it just settles. And you're like, we're friends. What are you going to do? You're going to hold on to all that crap? Like, it's not like they have 5 kids together. And, you know, it just, I think she's totally cool.
It's been so many years. So I agree with Morgan. It's been so many years. Like, I feel like it's like everyone else wants to make such a big deal about it.
Right.
But it's like, she's probably just like, let's just get over all the drama and bullshit and move on.
Totally.
I think if karma hadn't attacked his ass like Solange in that elevator 2.5 years ago, these two wouldn't be here. But because it ended like Thelma and Louise over a cliff in a fiery ball of fire, I think that's why they can be cool. Because that little vindication, even though you don't want the worst for somebody, you just want to be vindicated and you want to say, ha-ha!
And that's
she
why.
Did it
got
to
it.
You.
That's
you know
why.
I mean?
They broke up, and that is the reason why they're even able to be friends. Like I said, they would never have spoken again. I agree with you.
Well, let me ask you a question. As fans, you know, we want Jen and Brad back together. Oh, my God, it'd be so great. It'd be epic. But if you were Jen's close friends, if you were Courtney Cox, would you let your friend go down that road again?
Go down that road romantically or be friends with
romantically.
Him?
Romantically.
No.
No,
you
but
say
I,
no.
I also think, like, she's a grown-ass woman and, like, life's short. If she wants to have a weekend romp and knows what it is and doesn't get confused, fine. But I don't think she even wants Brad that way. I really don't. I know the whole world's obsessed with him, but I don't even think she's into that.
I think she won't let herself go there because she knows what the world will say. 50% of the world will say, yeah, girl, finally, goals. And the other half would say, girl, why'd you, what the hell?
I think this relationship, unfortunately, as much as I would like to see it, this love story is
done.
Yeah. It's never...
It's played out.
They're never going to get back together ever, sadly.
Yeah, well, Heather Rae Young came to play today,
honey. Played out.
Yes, started off. Well, still ahead, Khloé drops a cryptic comment after her split from Tristan. Plus, the truth behind Erica Jayne's divorce. What she's saying now, it's all coming up. Heather Rae, honey, with the heat.
So excited to be here with you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back and it's tea time. Erica Jayne is finally opening up about her split from Tom. It all went down on Bravo's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. Take a look at this.
My life drastically changed this week. I let go of my Lamborghini. I let go of my 16,000 square foot home. I let go of my marriage. I let go of everything.
I left because he pushed me further and further out.
I drove him to work. And I told him I loved him. And he said, thanks, hon. Like I was an employee.
Oh, thanks, hon. Turned around and walked into the firm. And it's the last I've seen of him.
I went home and started putting everything in the moving van. I drove off.
Can you imagine leaving a 21-year marriage in that way?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, I don't, obviously, we don't know all the details of what's going on behind the scenes, but after 21 years to say goodbye to your husband like that and just walk away and never see him again, I couldn't imagine that.
So crazy.
Stuff must have been crumbling for a very long time.
Well, she...
She found out some stuff.
She found out some stuff, as we heard on Instagram. I also think when your life is busy, you're on tour, you're on a TV show, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're traveling, you have your glam squad, you have all these things, and all of a sudden the world comes to a halt, and you're in a pandemic, and you're in a 16,000 square foot house by yourself, you start to reflect on... What is my marriage like?
It's my life.
And what's going on?
Yeah.
And what's important? And the fact that she felt like, and she said, Tom is all or nothing. So when she tried to do a trial separation, she realized Tom would have said, no, get out, you gotta leave. And, you know, it's all or nothing. I think for her, the way she did it, she had to protect herself because if you're dealing with somebody who is a legal Svengali, God knows if he had a heads up what he would have
done
at that point.
That's true.
Yeah, this whole situation, there's just, I think, so much, as you said, that we don't know about what's going on. I think the way she left was really the only way. I don't see them arguing in the hall and, like, work trying to, I don't know. I just feel like this sounds appropriate for whatever they're dealing with.
I also, I don't know, maybe you guys have been following more than me. How close were they in their relationship? Like, did they have a really tight relationship?
Well, she said she felt like she was an employee.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think marriages, and I've never been married before, just like I've never been a doctor, but I think that marriages sometimes work when everything's going the way they have. Like, oh, we're just gonna stay together because we're both doing this. And then all of a sudden, you know, again, the world stops and you have to put up a mirror to yourself and you have to really figure it out.
Yeah.
And we will never know the ins and outs of what happened over the 21 years.
Which I don't think was all bad. They were 21 years is a long time.
But guess what? If you were lying to the U.S. government, allegedly, Tom, if you were lying to other people, 9 times out of 10, you were lying to your wife.
Yeah, like, what did she really know throughout that whole 21
years? I think
years?
It's totally, people are like, oh, women always know. I don't believe women always know. I don't think women are as invested in their books and know what their husbands, that's their men's business. And she's, as you said, on tour, focusing on Erica Jane Brand and being a housewife. Like, she's not in his, she's trusting that he, as you said, is a legal Svengali and he can handle it.
Yeah,
and
I
guess
agree.
What? Your man's under pressure, getting sued left and right. Guess where he's bringing the stress and the trauma?
Home.
Home, boo.
Oh,
home.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been like a really rocky, rough situation for a long time.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Well, Erica Jane is out of the hot seat for now, but it's time to put Heather in it. Let's play a little game called Sip or Spill.
Yay.
We'll ask you a question.
Okay.
If you don't want to answer, you got a drink.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, we don't get a drink?
No, not yet.
Why can't we just drink with her?
Yeah, why am I drinking alone? You
know, unbelievable.
We're going to get it at the commercial break.
Okay.
First thing, you're engaged to Tarek El Moussa.
Yes.
What's the one thing he does that annoys the hell out of you?
Ooh. Oh, my God. My honey does not annoy me at all.
Wow.
No?
No. Like, I must say, a lot of men have annoyed me in my life. He is the one man that I've never been annoyed by. And, like, he's my best friend. We literally are besties.
I'm going to drink to that.
So absolutely no annoyance at all.
Well, that's, then you're marrying
Cheers.
The right man.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers
yes.
to that.
Morgan?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What is one thing Tarek does that you cannot get enough of?
Can I be naughty?
Yes! Yes, you can! Yes, you can!
Oh, my God.
Gary, cover your ears.
No, I'll be a good girl. I can't get enough of watching him with the babies. He is just the best daddy, and I love seeing him put the babies to bed.
Oh.
We read them stories at night. We'll usually tag team. I'll take one, he takes the other, or we'll cross, and, like, I put one to bed, he puts the other, and then we put them to sleep, and we go spend 4 hours together talking every night.
Well, that
okay.
brings me to my next question.
Yes, okay.
Are you planning on adding more babies to the brood?
I might sip on this one. You know, we actually talk about this because I'm turning 34 this year, which isn't old, obviously, but I already feel like I have two kids. I'm raising Tarek's babies, and, you know, we have them 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. I am such a good bonus mommy. I adore those kids. I raise them like they're mine. I wouldn't be able to do it any other way. So right now, our household is freaking crazy. I'm filming TV shows. I'm raising kids. I'm building businesses. So right now, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that you know, like, great. Good
I
for
know.
You. It works for you. Fabulous.
Sippers, do you get along with the baby mama?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. We actually co-parent very well, and no matter what, we put the babies first. So they're number one to us, and we talk every single day about them.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. You are so put together.
I feel like, how could you not get it? You're so sweet.
I just feel like
kids are the most important thing, yep. and they're number one, and especially being like a new mom. Like, I never knew I wanted kids in my life, and raising these kids, like, I'm so obsessed with them. Like, no matter what dramas happen, they are the most important thing to us in the world.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Would you rather
okay
have your wedding on Selling Sunset or have a wedding special?
Oh, I would rather have a wedding special.
Obviously.
Would you do it? I mean, I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
Do you feel like that's even a possibility, though? That could happen. They could come to you and say, we want to do like a spinoff of that.
We've been asked from both networks, HGTV and Selling Sunset, to film our wedding. And it's obviously such an important day to us. It's so intimate. And our life is already out there so much. It's like, do we want to put that moment of our lives out there to the world?
That's right. True.
I do in a sense, because I want people to see our love. Like, we're just so obsessed and in love with each other. And we have such a beautiful story.
Aww.
I want people to see that. But also, like, it's so intimate. Do I want cameras in my face on my special day, right?
You probably don't. Sorry to all the networks. Okay.
Yeah.
You are filming the new season of Selling Sunset. Who, don't hold back, who is already causing the most drama?
Oh, God. I feel like you guys already know the answer to this
one. I do not
really?
Know.
Really?
I swear.
You do. I know you do,
He knows
Justin.
Everything. He got the Britney audio before it was out.
I know you know.
I knew that.
Okay, so I'm just going to be completely honest because you guys are going to see it anyways. I've had my ups and downs with Christine.
Wow, okay? Christine is really shaking things
up. Yeah, and I know you guys had her on not that long ago, but, you know, we've been friends, we've been enemies, and now we're just kind of
riding.
I mean, you'll find out on season 4, but there's a lot.
Ooh,
there's a lot.
You guys. Oh, yeah. Quickly, what's the one thing you regret the most about filming your wedding for reality TV?
Oh, that's so irrelevant. I can't even answer that.
Good
night. I do need some tips, though,
so
maybe.
Irrelevant.
Coming up, what's next for Britney Spears? She spoke her truth, but will she finally be free? Our legal expert is here with answers.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have so many questions after Britney's conservatorship hearing yesterday. And Tamar Armanac, an attorney involved with Amanda Bynes' conservatorship, is actually here to help us break it all down.
Yes.
Let's jump right in. I think it's pretty clear that Britney Spears won in court in the public opinion sphere. Do you think she's going to have a win in the real courts?
I think what she did yesterday was very brave and unexpected by everyone.
Yep.
I think there is a small victory here in that everything that she told us and expressed yesterday, I'm not sure she's going to get rid of the conservatorship, but she certainly made a case for getting her father off as conservator. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's step one. And
do you think from her father's side, because he's obviously the one that has implemented this conservatorship as it stands for 13 years,
yes.
do you think he's going to have to come with some more receipts and some more details to counteract what she has said and give reason as to why he feels his daughter needs to be under that much control?
I do. I do think he has some explaining to do.
Right.
He needs to show up and express why at this point, after 13, we're not in 2008 anymore.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly. So,
amen.
And we've spoken about this before. In 2008, mm-hmm. he stepped up, and he was the only one that stepped up when she was in dire straits. Everybody knows that. He did great. He did his job. Right now, staying on this conservatorship is doing her more harm than good. And
right.
he needs to explain why he needs to stay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And have it be to that level.
Exactly.
And what do you think? First of all, I just have one quick question before. How is Britney in a position where she is not able to obtain her own lawyer? That is, to me, illegal.
Crazy.
You can go get a public defender if nobody represents you. How can this girl not get her own lawyer?
You're absolutely right. But there is a little bit of a quirk in the conservatorship system. As part of not allowing people to take advantage of someone like Britney, a conservatee, the court appoints a lawyer. The court appoints a lawyer that has a duty and an obligation not only to Britney, but to the court. Someone familiar to the court, someone that has been in this position before. You know, lawyers are great, but a lot of times we can't trust a lawyer to do what's in the conservatee's best interest, not bill, and try and get out of a conservatorship that perhaps she really does need to be in.
Yeah.
So now what's Britney's next move? Where can she go from here?
That's a good question.
I think she really needs to focus on showing the court that she's capable of taking care of herself and taking care of her basic needs. She needs to follow up on her appointments. Perhaps if she doesn't want to work, she doesn't have to work, but she can do some charity work. You know,
that's a nice thing. That's a nice thing to do. But like, also, maybe she just wants to take a break. It seems like she's been under a lot of stress.
I think she's been under a break for a while.
Yeah, the I feel only like she's thing, proved herself.
100%. The one thing that I'm really afraid about, and I know people are going to get so mad at me for saying this.
Well, careful, because Twitter hated us.
I know, right? Thank God I'm not on Twitter anymore. The one thing that I got nervous about, I was applauding that she went on record and she said all of these things, and it was such a freeing moment for her. I'm just very afraid that those sealed medical records and the things that Britney Spears and everyone else didn't want anyone to know, especially Kevin Federline and people who are involved in her custody battle, if her dad comes back with receipts and it's an audit beyond belief, now all of a sudden all of those medical things are on the table and we're gonna really know what is really going on behind the gates of that mansion.
But also, don't you feel like that is something that needs to become unsealed? Yeah. Clearly this has been wide open. This is wide open. She's gonna want people to know these things because... we need to know... Okay, before I get into that, how much does the court of public opinion weigh in on a judge or people that are in charge of these things? Like, there is a movement, obviously, about this.
Yes.
People are infuriated by the fact that Britney is being treated this way. How much does that weigh on the decision of maybe removing or editing a conservatorship?
If you had asked me that question a year and a half ago, 2 years ago when Free Britney movement started, I would have answered differently. In fact, I think I did answer differently on this show. We have never seen in conservatorship cases and courts a situation like this. This much pressure, these many eyes, the whole world is watching this judge. If she makes a mistake and lets Britney go too soon, she will get blamed. If she keeps Britney confined in the situation that Britney is in, she's going to be blamed. There is a lot of pressure on this judge and a lot of eyes. I do think it makes a difference. It has to. The judge is a human being.
She's going to have to do a happy medium because currently the conservatorship right now is way too structured.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think we all agree after yesterday, things need to change.
Yeah.
There needs to be substantive change. First thing, Jamie needs to go.
Gone.
He's got to go.
Do you think at this point there's no way he's staying? There's no way.
Well, you know, we just heard a great statement from him and we were talking about it. Where is the last sentence where he says, clearly, by being here, I'm harming my daughter more than doing her good. I will resign because I know there are professionals who are co-conservators with me who can take over and do this seamlessly. I am no longer needed. That's a father. I mean, to me,
True.
You miss your daughter and you want that father-daughter relationship, your work is done.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We're going to have you on speed dial because we know there is going to be so much more coming out of this case.
Yes.
Thank you so much
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it, you guys. Coming up, Khloé's cryptic tweet after her split from Tristan. Plus, Charlize Theron is here and she is talking and we're going to have a good time. I don't want to be too happy because we just talked about something so sad.
I know.
So I'm just trying to mellow out this mood for you guys.
Welcome back, you guys. We are kicking off today's Hollywood Minute with Khloé and Tristan. Just days after their breakup was confirmed, Khloé shared this cryptic post on her Instagram stories that says, I whisper WTF to myself at least 20 times a day. And Tristan was just granted more than $50,000 in that libel lawsuit against a woman who claimed he fathered her son. The Daytime Emmy Awards are being handed out tomorrow. Presenters include Kelly Ripa, Drew Barrymore, and Ryan Seacrest. Kathy Lee Gifford and Martha Stewart will also make special appearances. And Cheryl Underwood is hosting the event airing on CBS and Paramount Plus. But biggest category to watch, Daily Pop is up for its very first Emmy. Very exciting. And even with all of their drama with the royal family, Harry and Meghan appear close as ever to the Queen's heart, or at least a part of her photo collection at Buckingham Palace. A framed picture of the two was spotted Wednesday as the Prime Minister visited the Queen. It was right on the table with Will, Kate, the Queen, and her late husband, Philip. And that's your Hollywood Minute. The guys have been running things for a long time in the Fast and Furious franchise, but the ladies are taking over. They're proving they can handle things better than the boys, from wild stunts to surprising haircuts.
Hey, guys.
Ladies, start your engines. Who needs all that testosterone when these badass women are showing the guys how it should be done in F9?
I'm ready if you are.
We gotta get crazy with Cypher. What's your favorite part about playing her? I mean, I just feel like this film, the franchise, allowed for me to come in and push beyond boundaries. This movie allowed for me to be as crazy and as psychopathic as possible.
And her fierce new haircut kinda happened by accident.
I actually wrapped Old Guard 2 days before I came to film this. So the only thing that we could do that was different was to cut it into a bowl cut. If somebody said cut a bowl cut, I'd probably punch them in the face. But for this, it felt perfect.
He's got his own private army.
Jordana Brewster's been with the Fast franchise since day one, and she's still kicking butt, this time with a little help.
I heard that your son is gonna be in this film.
Julian has a little cameo in it, and he's at the premiere. He has this like really gorgeous suit. He's ready. And he's like, Mom, like, at what point do I come on? And I'm like, dude, stay focused. It's so cute.
Helen Mirren had the internet going bananas when the trailer dropped.
Got you bright for me, would you, doll?
One fan summed it up. We got Dane Helen Mirren drifting. This summer is gonna rule. Fast OG Michelle Rodriguez proves she's tougher than all the guys, crashing through windows, flipping onto cars, and showing she's not afraid to swing.
Well, that was new.
Natalie Emanuel's back as Ramsay, and while she's tough as nails, the poor girl has something else holding her back.
This is a bad time to mention this, but I don't drive.
F9 rolls into theaters tomorrow. Now, to buy your tickets, grab your phone and head to Fandango using the QR code at the bottom of your screen. You don't want to miss this. You want to see it in theaters. And now, after the break, summer is here and we've got the best deals on the essential items you are going to need. Oh. Don't go anywhere. Do you guys have a man in there?
I thought you were talking about, like, I thought a person.
Summer is officially here, and of course that means Liliana has all the stylish summer essentials we need in today's Deals for Reals.
You know it, Justin. You have been waiting for Shot Girl Summer for months. It is finally here, so I picked out some of my favorite products. They're gonna help you splash into summer with style. But before we dive in, go ahead, grab your phone, hold it up to the screen, and scan that QR code to score all of these exclusive deals right now. Okay, first things first, it's summertime, which means we have to protect our skin more than ever. You should be wearing sunscreen every day, but especially in the summer. The problem is a lot of sunscreens leave this like greasy white residue. Am I right, Justin?
Oh, that's why I have a hard time finding them.
Right, okay, so we have a solution, and that is why I chose this sunscreen. It's Unsun Cosmetics because they are a clean sunscreen brand that provides sun protection for all skin tones, okay, and types. Crazy. These are mineral tinted sunscreens and they come in different tones. Justin, you're trying on one right now. How does it feel? How does it look?
By the way, it feels amazing. Looks amazing. I have the hardest time finding something without zinc that leaves my face white, and this is amazing.
Y'all, it is so good.
It goes right
I also
in.
Like it because it's really lightweight, so you can wear it under your makeup. It's a great everyday option, and we got you 30% off, so stock up for the summer and beyond the summer, because like I said, it's not a summer thing, it's an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, once you're slathered in sunscreen, you need to grab a hat and a bag before you head out the door, and Hat Attack has so many styles to choose from, but I brought some of my favorites that I feel are really on trend for the summer. A bucket hat is everywhere right now. I loved this one. It's oversized, it's a canvas hat, it folds up really nicely so you can travel with it, throw it in your tote bag, and then I did pick a coordinating bag. It's a crochet bag, because I love the idea of mixing things that feel kind of organic, very summery, very tropical. If I could travel, I would head to Cabo in this outfit right now. And the one you have, Justin, right here, this one is 100% cotton bag. It's got a linen lining, wood handles, and that
price.
Neutral goes with everything.
This is not the real price.
No, because I got you 30% off. It is
this
Deals
is
for
crazy.
Real, hon. Hello?
This is nuts.
I know, so good. All right, guys, check that out. Next, it's time to hit the pool. And if you don't have one, that's okay. Sunny Life has you covered. They have an incredible line of glitter inflatables. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of makeover outdoor pools and inflatable pools have been waiting for. Justin is showing us how relaxed he is in his floating glitter chair. So you can stack it like this by the side of the pool, or you can pop out the bottom and float in it flat in your pool.
Epic.
So good, right?
This is so good.
You were a little nervous.
I was. I'm a 200-pound guy. I was scared I was going to pop this
and
thing.
You know what? Look at this. It's holding you up perfectly.
Yes.
Now, if you don't have an in-ground pool, that's fine. We got you an inflatable pool. This is perfect for maybe one adult, two adults, or for the kids in the backyard. You can blow it up for birthdays or, of course, barbecues. And our Daily Poppers are getting 25% off today. So remember, you'll have to scan that code because these sell out so, so quickly.
Oh, my God. This is so cute because I don't have a lot of seating in my backyard. So when people do come over, boom, shakalaka.
You're ready to go. I would say put that in the pool. Okay, so we talked about inflatables, but y'all, we are taking it to the next level. These are blow-up paddle boards. They are from Retrospect. These are what they call the Weekender Inflatable Paddle Boards. They come with everything you need to get in the water, even if you've never done this before. So you're getting an adjustable paddle, a carrying bag. It even comes with its own pump. This is perfect for someone that's never tried this before because it's all in one, super easy to use. Justin is already hopping on and showing us I don't know that that's quite how you paddle.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that's what the demo on the video showed, but you look really cute doing it, so we're just going to go with it. I also love that they did it in these really fun retro colors and designs, so go ahead and grab one today. You're saving $70. Have you ever done stand-up paddleboarding?
I have done it, and I love it, but I never wanted to do it because it seems so expensive.
Yes, and the board weighs so much, so these inflatables are great.
This
if you just want to like haul this to the beach, it literally weighs nothing.
But it feels real. It feels like a wood
board. It's a real board.
It's crazy.
Right? It's so good and so cute. I love that color. Okay, the last thing I want to show you guys, this is awesome. This is going to come in so handy for any of your travel that you're planning this summer. This is like a beauty go-to for me. It's the Beauty Palette by Pack. It's the original High Fiver, and it is a reusable palette for all of your goops and glams, all of your products. So now you don't have to go out and search for minis or travel size of your favorite products. All you have to do is basically decant your beauty products. So I do one that's just makeup. I do one that's just skincare. You pour them in here. They hold just enough for like a long weekend, maybe a week. And I love it because it helps you reduce beauty waste. It helps you save money. You can put liquids, oils, creams, gels, powders, honestly, anything. I have three of these and I code them and I put a little label in the back. I'm not OCD or anything like that at all. How cute is this?
By the way, you know how much money I've wasted on airlines taking all my products because they're over three
ounces? Oh, no. If you take my La Mer, I'm not getting on the flight.
Right.
Like, I'm not getting on. I'm just not going to get on the plane. And so we scored 20% off on Palette for you guys. I'm telling you, this is a travel essential. And to shop everything in this stylish summer segment guide and to sign up for our newsletter giving you a first look at all of the products, you got to scan that QR code. Or, of course, you can always head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E does make a commission for sales made through our site. Happy summer.
Thank you so much, Liliana.
You're welcome.
We would like to thank you for always bringing us the deals for reals and always being a friend of the show.
Aww.
And we want to congratulate you because this is your last day before you head off to have your baby.
What am I going to do on maternity leave? I'm going to be so bored. I'm going to be sending you deals for real. Be like, Morgan, what do you think about this?
You're going to love it.
No, we don't know, but I'm going to take one of these.
Wait. You're going to have it, mm-hmm. right? You can have a little sip. It's good luck.
Are you so ready to have this baby?
I am so ready for this baby to come. I mean,
cider.
One's cider?
Yours.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is mine cider?
I don't
Boring.
Know. I think it's great. Cheers, you guys. Thank
cheers.
You. Morgan, I will be
cheers.
Texting you middle of the night.
Text me all the things. I'll give you all of the details.
Have you picked out names?
We have two boy names and one girl name.
Oh, you don't write?
I don't know the sex.
Okay, what's your guess?
I'm going with boy.
Okay, wait, hold on. You kind of have to
so,
see it. Hold on.
She kept it so
you know
cute
what?
The whole time.
That's all wives' tales. I thought I was carrying a boy. It's a boy.
You think it's a boy?
For
Both
sure.
of you think it's a boy?
I think
no
it's
question.
A boy.
No question.
Angie tells me boy. And just because you want to dress up something and something girly, that's what the universe
it's
is going to
so
give
true.
You.
It's so true.
I want to buy like mini like Chanel bags and like mini like Dior bags for like my little girl. I'm going to get a son and he's going to be like, give me a paddleboard.
It's
I'm gonna
so
be like,
true.
Oh my God. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
We're going to miss
Good
you.
Luck.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
Guys.
It goes fast.
And
don't
send
worry.
Us the photo. We want the first photo here.
Obviously. Hello. Cheers.
Loves it. Up next, she's making history and kicking butt. Justin Sylvester is here. I'm just joking.
Wait, he is?
Javicia Leslie joins us, the new Batwoman. Woman star. I'm stealing everything.
I can't. I don't know.
I'm like,
TBD.
Brian, you take the guy in the car.
Mayor Atkins. Hey, Mayor, stay with me. Come on.
You can't let him take our city.
Well, you go. I know how to beat Cersei.
I am scared of this woman, but I'm also excited to be sitting next to her. Welcome, Batwoman star Javicia Leslie, to Daily Pop, everybody.
Thank you.
First and foremost.
Yes, ask it.
How much time did it take you to learn how to do that?
Well, you know what's funny? This was like my thing. I do like mixed martial arts. I do bo staff, Muay Thai, things like that. So I already did that before I was hired for the job. And if anything, it was more like I was able to speak the language when the stunt coordinators had to teach me the fights. So I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And it made it really easy for us to be able to do things like this, like really quickly.
Oh my God, I'm sure that you made their day. I'm sure they don't.
I can't see your ring is like blinding me.
Hold on. No, she didn't do it. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. We have another question to ask, and now you've thrown me off. First, quickly, the suit. What was that like to put on for the first time?
Oh, man, the suit was epic. Okay, so, I mean, I grew up as a huge Batman fan.
Right.
So just having, like, the suit on is just like, oh, my God, I'm a part of the Bat family, like, forever. Yes, forever in a day.
It's ingrained.
Sure. I go down as being a part of the Bat family, and that's freaking epic. But then to play Batwoman, which is like, you know, it's the Caped Crusader. It's just so much fun and
so
such
crazy.
An honor. It's a, yeah, it's insane.
Truly iconic.
It is.
Now, I read something so epic. And I'm like dying to talk to you about it, is that your character on the show is part of the LGBTQ+ community. Mm-hmm. And it inspired you to open up about your own sexuality mm-hmm. to your family. What was that like?
You know, for me, I never felt like I had to hide anything. That wasn't really where I was coming from. I just hadn't had a conversation.
Yep.
So I just wanted to talk to my mom about it because I was living my life.
You were doing the most.
So I just wanted to be able to talk to her so that she didn't have to be told through the media. And I wanted to be able to talk to kids about being their truest version of themselves.
Absolutely.
And so the only way I could do that is to completely be like, explain who I am and my truest version of myself. So I had a conversation with my mom. I started talking. She was like, girl, I've known you your entire life.
Right.
There's nothing you can tell me about yourself that I don't know. And yeah, I love you.
Funny. I feel like everybody's always like, I've always been me. I've always been this person. I've never been hiding anything. I just haven't actually gone out and said the words. But then you do, and then everyone's like, I know you.
But it's also not fair. No one has to come out and say that they're straight. Why does someone have to come out and say they're anything else?
100%.
Like, why can't I just exist?
But you know how it is in Black households.
True. Yeah.
It's just hard. Like have those conversations. So you're gonna sweep it under the rug, I'm gonna sweep it under the rug, and we're just gonna play this little game of limbo where we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But we know it, right? Oh my God, we love you here.
Can you come back? This is so comfortable.
Isn't it so comfortable? That's the vibe we were going for.
You guys need a third host? Like, let's do this.
Actually,
stick with us after the ring. Catch the season finale of Batwoman Sunday on the CW. Up next, we got more Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
You want to check this out? You can come back here and co-host with us anytime you
want. All right, I'm listening.
It's actually so much fun.
This is so relaxing. Are we still live?
Yeah. As a gay man, I am legally obligated to queen out anytime a Cher song comes on. You guys, Miley covers Cher tomorrow when her Pride Month Stand By You concert drops on Peacock. She'll be joined by tons of artists, including TJ Osborne from the Brothers Osborne, who came out in February. Call me TJ. Make sure to check out Miley Cyrus Presents Stand By You tomorrow. And if you don't have that code, click on it right over here. You can get Peacock. You want to sign up for it. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be amazing. Heather, we love that you were here today.
Thank you so much. You were amazing. That was so much fun. Yay.
We really appreciate it.
I loved it, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
My last question to you.
Yes.
Can you give me an FHA loan?
Let's talk.
Yeah, we totally need to talk. Tomorrow, we're catching up with Taraji P. Henson and showing you how to get some hot celebrity looks for under $100. Put your DVRs on. Come and check us out. Check out my... No,
bye.
Nightly Pop.